Hello, my name is Adel Awad, and this is an oral report about legalized drugs debate. In this debate, there are two teams. The first one voting for legalizing drugs, including Paul Bittler and Nick Gillespie. The other team voting for agonists legalizing drugs, including Issa Hutchinson and Theodore Drumble. I will give you a small summary about this debate, and then I will talk about Paul Bittler specifically. The first team with the legalized drugs claim that this issue is a freedom thing and the people have the right to choose what they put in their bodies. The second reason, the current policies has failed and the war for illegal drugs costs a lot of money, but without noticeable or significant reduce in crime rate. Also, there's a lot of discrimination because there are a lot of arrested people, and in some countries or some states, 2/3 of the arrested are black or Latino. The other team, who are against the legalized drugs, claim that the crime rate or the war for illegal drugs has succeeded and the crime rate dropped 50% in the past 30 years. And also drugs and crimes and addictions go together and we cannot separate them. Paul Bittler claimed that in the past 30 years, America spent billions of dollars on the crime or on the war of illegal drugs, and we should spend this money in education, healthcare, and rehabilitation. And the current policies has failed to reduce the crime rate. And the cost of this war is high, but there is no significant or noticeable reduce in crime rate. The other reason, there are a lot of discrimination. America is a big nation which has a lot of prisoner, 500,000 people arrested for the illegal drugs using, and 2/3 of them are black or Latino. We should treat drugs like marijuana, for example, like alcohol, like wines and beers. Because alcohol, it's a worst drug, which is legal, and cause a health problem, and people can commit crimes under influence. So we should treat it as the same, alcohol and drugs. Also, we should clarify that using drugs is different than abuse. So the number of abusing or become addicted to these drugs are small, and these addicted people must be treated, not be arrested. In this debate, this debate is well organized, and the four presenters had clear speaking, and the language it's very clear to me, and it's and the tone, it's in some parts it's enthusiasm and serious in other parts. After the debate, my proposition is to support the four legalizing drugs, And actually, I changed my opinion because before the debate, I am against the legalize, but after this debate, I am with legalizing drugs. They convinced me when they said that the alcohol is considered as a drug and it's legal, and we all know the impact or negative consequences for drinking alcohol, and it has a health problem and a lot of commitment crimes under influence. So the legal when we legalize the other kind of drugs like marijuana, for example, it's the same. It's the same situation. So drugs and alcohol, it's the same thing. Also, they mentioned that in the past 30 years, they had a lot of they had a lot of or spent a lot of money on the war of illegal drugs. But it's still America has the highest drug rate and the strong rules. So we have to deal with this situation. We have to make to reach to the agreement that we legalize drugs and focus our effort on the real crimes. For the last question, if I were participating in this debate in my class, I will choose the reason for the comparison between alcohol and the drugs, and also I will tell them about the how much the government spent on this particular issue. And we should take this money and spend it on education and educate people in society about the bad effects of using drugs and alcoholism, alcohol. And people, if they know the bad effects of these kind of substances, they will not become addicted to it. So I will spend on healthcare and education and rehabilitation. I spend this money to all these aspects, not in the war of illegal drugs. For the last part, not taking problems, I have problem to write abbreviations. I can't listen and take abbreviation. And sometimes when I take abbreviation, I wrote my own abbreviation and I can't remember the word when I finish, when I wanna come and read it again. So this is my big problem, and I have when I heard the debate, to be honest, I listen and pause in some part and write notes and then continue listening to it because I don't miss I don't want to miss important details in this debate. Finally, I hope I did well in this report, and I would like to thank you for your listening and have a good day.